This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some roguelike action coming to Switch, along with some other Switch news. And Xbox had an update. But today, we're going to announce more layoffs, and this comes to us from DotEsports.com because Naughty Dog did report some staff cuts, and that could slow things down. We'll get to that here in a minute. But the staff cuts, according to Kotaku, is about 25 developers, but that may be just the part-time contractors. So the full-time staff is not affected. Now, the 25 devs are not going to get any severance, and the studio is enlisting the remaining employees to remain quiet about the situation. Their contracts are scheduled to end at the end of the month, and they're expected to work for the rest of the month. Now, the report did add that the game isn't canceled, and that would be the game called The Last of Us Multiplayer. Now, this comes to us from PushSquare.com. And because of the layoffs, the multiplayer game, Last of Us, is on ice, but it's not canceled. So, this game was going to be the multiplayer companion to The Last of Us Part 2. And this has been in the works for quite some time. That includes why Sony bought Bungie, but it is now on hold. Now, Push Square did basically say that The Last of Us has a lot of potential for the multiplayer game. That would include the game's factions mode, which is basically loved by all the fans. But now this does not seem to be happening, at least for now. Something else that isn't happening, according to PerSquare.com, is the pre-orders for PlayStation Portal in Japan. Because, here's the thing, a lot of the places that you could get this thing, mostly online, of course, is only for Japan. But the Portal is now seemed to be so popular there that they sold out at Amazon, Rakuten Books, Yodobashi, Big Camera, Yamada Webcom, Softmap, Joshin, Sony Store, Ideon, Aeon, Noyama, it's N-O-J-I-M-A, and AmiAmi, all sold out. In fact, that's what Genki did say there on X, because he said, quote, PlayStation Portal pre-orders have sold out all online retailers in Japan. Will this be the same thing for the U.S.? Well, Amazon U.S. did sell out at the time of the article, but there are some other retailers that have some pre-orders left. So we shall see. Now, one thing that may not be there, but it'll be on your phone. You know how much we love phone games, talking about on the podcast, but it is Activision Blizzard, because MMO Champion did say that November 3rd, Warcraft Rumble goes live. So here's a part of the blue post. I'm not reading all of it. No, just the first couple paragraphs. Quote, experience the dazzling new season that has been sweeping Azeroth. When Blizzard Entertainment's mobile action strategy game and Warcraft Rumble launches worldwide in Android and iOS devices on November 3rd, live at BlizzCon 2023. In taverns from Winter Spring to Booty Bay, Horde, Alliance alike are gathering around the marvelous new machine, which brings miniature versions of their famous heroes and villains to life to do battle in strategic, frantic skirmishes. Well, Mike Yabera did say that Warcraft was going to have the most news, but not like this. Game Informer did say that if you're into scary games, The Forest Cathedral comes to PlayStation 5 this Halloween. Now, The Forest Cathedral is an environmental thriller that is already on Xbox Series X and S and PC. It came to those places there in March. And Game Informer was the only one to report this because they're exclusive. It's PlayStation 5 on October 31st. That's when the game drops. So if you're into horror survival games, There you go. But talking about Xbox, the patch notes have been released. Now, this is the Xbox Insider release note, so it's beta. And the beta number is 2310.230928-1038. So here's what's coming to the beta. The OS version will be released. It'll be available at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, October 3rd, but it's mandatory 3 a.m. Pacific Time, October 4th. So you can get it now if you want, but you'll have to get it tomorrow. So what's going to be in there? Well, you can play from your profile, which is more quality of life. There were some fixes to some bugs, which would include accessibility, the managed queue, and the system that includes some updates that would reflect local languages across the console. Now, some known issues such as audio, keyboard button mapping for the Xbox controllers, managed queue, and networking all have adjustments to it. So, if you want to know more about it, you got to become a Patreon and join our Discord. So all the links are there. We're going to end with Nintendo, because Nintendo president did say that we're going to support Switch through March 2025. Okay, so that is their business calendar, and their calendar year ends in March 31st. Now, according to the latest Nintendo Direct, which goes through 2024, the games will still be supported by Nintendo Switch, or played on Nintendo Switch, which is another code. Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Princess Peach, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, and Paper Mario. But you know what Goldman said. We'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of games for Nintendo, Rogue Glitch Ultra is now coming to Switch. So, Rogue Glitch Ultra is a roguelike action platform. Now, this game will have some new items, characters, some bosses, and a bit of overhaul in style. Quality of life changes, bug fixes, and more. So here are some key features. You can play solo with up to four players, or that's solo or up to four players. You can collect and evolve 150 unique weapons and power-ups that offer some different playstyles. Embody 18 character variants, which would include upgrading stats and skins. Auto-targeting does let you focus on the platform finesse and the perfect loadout. You also have complete events to unlock narrative about video game world. And you'll have some experience of the ultimate version of Rogue Glitch with Rogue Glitch Ultra, which has some graphics updates, new content, items, and like I said, the boss fights. And yes, they do have an official trailer. But like I said, you gotta be a Patreon to see it from us. So, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some video games, people. Thank you.